North Korea continues to dance to the beat of their own drum, and it's not pretty. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Threats from North Korea aren't new, so a lot of us have started to tune them out. However, the need for prayer never ends, especially for those trying to introduce truth in a world of deceit. And since we're on the topic, radio is changing the spiritual face of Africa. Stay with us to learn how. But first, North Korea is trying to show the world it means business. They're ready to conduct another nuclear test at any time. And the global community? Not amused. Sanctions are coming in the wake of Friday's tests. However, North Korea's Kim Jong-un is undeterred. Open Doors USA spokeswoman Emily Fuentes warns it could get much harder for North Korea's so-called enemies.
According to his ideology, he's essentially God. The Kim dynasty is God. And because Christianity is associated with the West, it's a double whammy and a double threat. And so Christians are targeted.
And not just target. We're talking erase. And sometimes whole families are wiped out. But why?
As he's gaining, in his mind, more control, not only is he trying to wage a war against the world, but the first people that he'll continue to attack with in his own country will be minority groups, and Christians are usually the ones who are targeted the most.
So the number one need for believers is prayer. Not that persecution would end, but rather
that they would be able to stand strong as they are enduring the persecution, that they could continue to be Christ-like.
And here's why. God is still moving inside North Korea.
They know that things have happened that shouldn't have happened in their country. They have seen prison guards turn to Christ. They've seen elected officials turn to Christ. People of great influence turn to Christ.
In 1916, missionaries to the Shantung province of China began taking in homeless kids. Now, a century later, Kids Alive International serves in 15 countries around the world, helping children to escape poverty, hunger, abuse, and exploitation. Matt Parker sees the ongoing challenges that face the ministry in a world that's growing more unsettled and insecure by the day.
We're working in some very difficult parts of the world, some very remote areas, South Sudan being one example of a country where we're working right now, where there is the civil war. Lebanon, another example. The whole Middle East situation is obviously very volatile.
As Kids Alive celebrates 100 years, the ministry continues to focus on Christ.
We believe that it's Christ alone who transforms lives forever. And so we're absolutely committed to keeping Jesus Christ right at the heart of every children's home that we run, every school, every care center, every community program, every decision that we make.
Your prayers are needed as Kids Alive continues the work around the globe. Ask God to use these kids in their walk with Him to help transform their communities and nations. And finally, in a 300-mile by 300-mile kingdom, the good news of Jesus is being proclaimed more powerfully than ever before. Transworld Radio has a long history of sharing the gospel to South and Southeastern Africa through its transmitter site in Swaziland. And now, a powerful AM radio transmitter has been installed so that message of hope can reach even more people. Lauren Libby says the expansion in Swaziland is essential.
As we looked at Southern and Southeastern Africa, one of the things that we realized is that shortwave is a very effective tool, but a lot of people listen to medium wave, which we would call AM in the United States.
TWR has been upgrading its facilities around the world as it broadcasts to 165 nations every day in 230 languages. And the impact of what has taken place in Swaziland is huge.
We need to pray people would be strengthened in their faith, and as they move into an environment in which is not necessarily gospel friendly, that Jesus would use them in an unusual way as a light in the midst of that culture to penetrate it for the good news.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems pretty hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. So join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.